This segment, the question that's posed is, when is a video game not a game? Think about this. A special vocational school dedicated in part to turning out highly trained hackers to specialize in industrial and military cyber attacks. A school run by the army in that country. Well, earlier this year, Google made that accusation that China was running such a school in the city of Jinan. 6 million people in Jinan. And the Shandong Langjiang Vocational School in that city is a huge facility that also turns out skilled barbers, chefs, and engineers. But the school's long-standing ties to the Chinese People's Liberation Army seemed to bolster the charge that this was a government-sponsored hacker academy. The school denied it, though. The Chinese government denied it. But now cybersecurity company McAfee is suggesting that China, as a so-called state actor, a euphemism for government sponsorship, may be the source of broad-ranging cyber attacks on more than 72 organizations throughout the world. Well, they say the best defense is a good offense, but by that principle, does it appear that China is adopting an offensive footing in its own cyber warfare strategy? And this morning, we want to assess the U.S. response, if there even is one. On the line is retired General Harry Radaghi, Jr. He's the former director of the Defense Information Systems Agency at the Department of Defense and chairman for the Deloitte Center for Cyber Information. General, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
Also with us is Michael Calce, a former criminal hacker and now a cybersecurity consultant. He's the author of the book Mafia Boy, Portrait of the Hacker as a Young Man. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Let me begin with you, Michael. It seems to me that with this alleged hacker academy in mind in China, and again, it's alleged, the people are the weapons here, right, in this cyber warfare?
Oh, definitely.
Individual hackers and their individual expertise. How did you go from being one of the folks on the dark side to being on the side of right?
Well, there's a lot of hacker communities out there, and that's how I got involved into hacking, kind of tumbled down the rabbit hole. And, later on down the line, I started to become an internet security consultant, and I kind of made the shift over to the good side.
But exactly the things that you were doing on the dark side are weapons for the people you report to now.
It's kind of like someone who would be robbing a bank. The best way to secure your bank would be to hire an ex-bank robber.
General Harry Radaghi, Jr., he's a former director of the Defense Information Systems Agency. Is that what the Pentagon is doing, hiring people like Michael? Or in the case of China, if we can believe the allegation, should the Pentagon be training such people?
Well, not only has the Pentagon hired people like Michael in the past and tried to help them make a decision from passing from the dark side over into to helping our nation's security, but we are also engaged in training activities because certainly the best way to protect yourself is through the best awareness, education, and training programs.
That's General Harry Radaghi, Jr., former director of the Defense Information Assistance Agency, the Department of Defense. Michael Calce, you're a former hacker, and people talk often about the moral standards of hackers, the honor among thieves. Is there a certain standard that would lead a hacker to, say, work for the Department of Defense or go for Lowell Security or work for China or work for another one which is put together by hackers? I mean, where is that drawing line?
I think it comes down to the person at the end at that point because, there's a lot of ethics involved when it comes to hacking. You never really know exactly what the hacker's motive might be. Some hackers might just be misguided. And, hackers are generally people who like to explore technology. It doesn't necessarily mean they're trying to do bad with it. However, there is three classifications. There's black hat hacker, white hat hacker, and a gray hat hacker. And, black hat being the most malicious, of course. And some people don't ever actually make the shift over to the white hat like I did. But it's
what about red hat?
Red hat doesn't exist in the hacking community.
It's just an imaginary designation?
Yeah. I mean, it's all black, white, and gray.
What's a gray hat?
A gray hat is someone who's caught in between the fence, who basically works for IT security, but also, might use a couple of shady tactics to come across some information to better protect him and his corporation.
That could easily be you.
Considerably. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that. I believe myself to be a full white hat, but I do have a few contacts that allow me to, you know, make my tool and arsenal a little bit better when it comes to securing companies. I find it's good to play a little bit both sides of the fence.
That's Michael Calce, who's actually served time for hacking. He's the author of the new book, Mafia Boy, Portrait of the Hacker as a Young Man. So let's look at strategy here, General Harry Radege. The issue of aggregating expertise by bringing people in who are really good hackers at the Pentagon would seem to be a strategy that the Chinese have already adopted. Should we be surprised that there's a hacker academy in China, and should our response actually be, let's get one going here in the U.S.?
Well, I don't think we should be surprised at any of this. And, of course, there's numerous countries who are now engaged in these types of activities. And certainly being able to pull information from various sources around the Internet, other nations, other industries, is certainly giving them competitive advantage in various areas. And first off, I wanted to thank Michael for crossing over into the white side. And the fact that, you know, he talked about you can really go down the rabbit hole fast, I think for the many years that I've worked in this and defending Department of Defense networks, I'm now starting to see the prosecution is getting much stiffer, and people are serving terms for 20 years. So I would warn people out there, if you start to get involved with this, with the dark side and with the black hacker organization, beware of the consequences that you can get wrapped into very, very quickly.
Well, is this a transitory period then, that we're moving away from the era of the, you know, sunglassed teenage kid sitting around figuring out ways of hacking into the CIA, and that cyber warfare is naturally becoming more organized, more malicious, and involving characters that aren't just randomized sort of teenagers, but in fact organized, trained individuals, armies of hackers that come from governments?
Well, absolutely. I think we've taken a 180-degree vector on this, because when I first started working in this, when we started with computer network defense from the Pentagon's perspective, the hackers were wanting to make their presence known. They would deface your web page. They'd let you know, hey, we got you. We're in. You're not so good. Now it's just the opposite. Whenever you take a 180-degree vector change on any area, now the hackers don't want you to know they're in. They're presenting the malicious software that lays dormant. Advanced persistent threats are out there that are impacting our networks today. So it's a complete change in operation.
Less ego, more weapon. That's General Harry D. Radege Jr., former director of the Defense Information Systems Agency at the Department of Defense, and he's chairman for the Deloitte Center for Cyber Innovation. So, Michael Calce, before we go, if on some sort of blog, Twitter response to your interview this morning, somebody describes you, oh, that old sellout. Yeah, he used to be one of us, but now he's a turncoat. What would you say to that?
I'd say then he's not a real hacker. A real hacker is someone who explores technology, in my eyes, and every other hacker's eyes, who is actually a real hacker. It doesn't necessarily mean you're trying to do bad things, trying to manipulate technology. And actually, I couldn't agree with what the general said more. That's actually why I broke my silence, is that the hackers shifted completely for monetary gain. You know, it used to be more about exploring technology and how far you can go and test the status quo, whereas now it's becoming all criminal enterprises, completely organized. Governments are getting involved. Cyber warfare is here. And, you know, this is the stage that we reach now today.
And that's you're one of the foot soldiers in that 180-degree vector that the general described. Michael Calce is a former hacker, now a cybersecurity consultant. He's the author of the new book, Mafia Boy, Portrait of the Hacker as a Young Man, assessing China's role as a offensive player, literally and officially, in the war of the Internet. Thanks, Michael, and General Radege.
No problem.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.